Full Focus.
The Countryman is out. I think they're all back on deck. Good morning, Kel.
Good morning, Troy. We are all back on deck, healthy and well.
Fantastic. A story on biosecurity in today's edition.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting edition this week. Lots of good stories, Troy. Our front page this week is about WA's biosecurity frontline, which is being beefed up. At the same time that legislation around the contentious topic is set for an overhaul, as the greatest threats to animal agriculture in decades creep closer to Australian shores. Now, pretty interesting news that an additional 8 state government-funded livestock biosecurity officers will be stationed across regional WA, and the hope is that they'll help to tackle established threats like foot rot, and the emerging menaces of lumpy skin and foot and mouth disease. It comes at the same time as WA's biosecurity laws, which could be in for an overhaul, with public submissions currently open for a review of WA's 15-year-old Biosecurity and Agriculture Management Act.
You've also got a lovely tribute in today's edition.
This is a really beautiful story by Shannon Behagen in today's Countryman Troy. It's on page 5. Now, the family of shearing stalwart Jeff Lawrence have honoured their happy-go-lucky brother, father and grandfather, who was tragically killed in a shearing accident in January. His warm smile and memory have been immortalised in a new wool press, which will replace the machine that tragically killed the 62-year-old at a shearing shed near Clackline. We've got some beautiful photographs of the wool press. It's absolutely amazing how they've managed to have this image of Jeff and his dog put onto the front of the wool press. Absolutely beautiful, really nice story by Shannon in today's Countryman.
And you've also got a pretty good story too about livestock with the boss out at the Mouchet Centre.
We've done a bit of a sit-down interview with the new boss at Mouchet Livestock Centre. Now, Steve Wainwright has been in the role since the start of May. We finally managed to track him down. He's a very busy man. Pretty interesting story to hear what he has to say. He's told us a bit about his life, where he grew up, how he ended up in agriculture. He's actually from over east, so we've had a bit of a chat about how he ended up in WA. But he's actually extended an open invite to farmers to visit the state of art facility at Mouchet because he really wants to bolster transparency and ensure that vendors have a good experience. I'm sure there's a lot of farmers out there that sell livestock through Mouchet Livestock Centre that haven't actually been for a bit of a walk around. It's pretty amazing. So, yeah, he's very keen to get more farmers at the facility, having a bit of a look around.
So you can read those stories and more in today's edition of The Countryman. Anything else before I let you go this morning, Kel?
Oh, look, I wanted to do a bit of a shout-out to Chris at Meriden. He rang the paper yesterday because he actually found a front page of our newspaper from 1956 and just called the office to have a bit of a chat. Anyway, he was very excited to find out that the same Kelly that answered the phone was the same Kelly that's on Triple M each week. So big thanks to Chris for reading and to listening.
She's a jack-of-all-trades, Chris. Yeah, does the whole lot. Answers the phones, right the stories and takes the photos as well. So there you go. Hey, Kel, have a great day and we'll chat to you again next week.
Thanks a lot. Bye.